This is VOA News. VRO, I'm Marissa Melton.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday released his long-awaited strategy for countering domestic terrorism. It's a comprehensive plan that calls for both short- and long-term measures to confront the growing threat of attacks from militant white supremacists and other violent extremists. The National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism concentrates on enhancing and sharing information about domestic terrorism, disrupting attacks, preventing recruitment, and confronting the long-term drivers of the problem. It also calls for millions of dollars in additional funds to hire domestic terrorism analysts, investigators, and prosecutors. In a prepared statement the White House released on Tuesday, while President Biden is overseas, the president called domestic terrorism a stain on the soul of America. The new strategy grew out of an assessment of domestic terrorism that President Biden directed during his first week in office amid heightened concern prompted by the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. A sprawling FBI investigation into the attack has resulted in the arrests of nearly 500 people. The European Union has concluded the meeting that included the United States by agreeing to address climate change, combat the coronavirus pandemic, and strive for a more peaceful world. The leaders of the countries representing more than 780 million people released the statement Tuesday after sessions with U.S. President Joe Biden in his first trip overseas as president. Biden started his trip in Britain, where he attended a G7 meeting, a group of the world's wealthiest national economies. He will conclude his trip on Wednesday in Geneva with his first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. More on that and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Switzerland is mobilizing a titanic security effort for the meeting of Biden and Putin in Geneva. Switzerland is deploying around 4,000 police, troops, and security personnel to guard the summit from all angles. Geneva is used to hosting heads of state visiting the United Nations and other international institutions, but such showpiece summits are rare. Switzerland is leaving little to chance for the encounter between Mr. Biden and Mr. Putin. It's the first meeting between the two presidents since Putin met Donald Trump in 2018. Boeing said Tuesday it welcomes a truce between the United States and the European Union on a long-running trade dispute over subsidies to the U.S. plane maker and our arch-rival Airbus. The negotiated in marathon talks by U.S. and EU officials, the truce to the 17-year fight was formalized in U.S. President Joe Biden's summit with EU leaders Charles Michel and Ursula von der Leyen in Brussels. A suicide bomber blew himself up Tuesday at a military training camp in the south of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Two security sources told VOA Somali Service that a man disguised as a military recruit detonated himself in a suicide vest. A Somali government source says at least 10 army recruits were killed and others wounded, including some with severe injuries. U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is apologizing after recent comments comparing the required wearing of safety masks in the House of Representatives to the horrors of the Holocaust. The Republican House member from the state of Georgia told Republicans on Monday that she was sorry for offending people with her remarks. She said there is no comparison to the Holocaust. Greene says she had visited Washington's U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum earlier in the day. She's a freshman House member who has embraced violent and offensive conspiracy theories and engaged in angry confrontations with progressive colleagues. Mexico has received 1.35 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine donated by the United States. The doses will be given to those over 18 in four border towns, Tijuana, Mexicali, Ciudad Juarez, and Reynosa. Mexico's vaccination program has used a mix of vaccines and so far has been focused on people age 40 and older. It has administered about 26 million shots, according to AP. After an upsurge in December and January, cases have been declining across the country until an 8% spike this week was attributed to a breakout along the Caribbean coast. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.